Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Definitive Guide to the Perimenopause and Menopause is a nonfiction health book by Dr. Louise Newson that explains the hormonal transition of midlife in clear, evidence-based terms, written by a GP and menopause specialist. It is designed to help readers understand what happens during perimenopause and menopause, why symptoms vary so widely, and which treatment and lifestyle options may help. The book draws on clinical experience, current research, and real-world case examples to make a complex medical subject accessible to a general audience. It is positioned not only as a guide for women experiencing symptoms, but also as a resource for families and healthcare professionals who want a more accurate understanding of menopause care. Its purpose is both educational and practical to reduce confusion, challenge persistent myths, and give readers a framework for making informed decisions about hormone health, treatment choices, and long-term well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a medical explanation of perimenopause and menopause as hormone-driven transitions. One of the book's central strengths is its effort to define perimenopause and menopause as biological stages, rather than vague life changes. Dr. Newson explains the role of hormones, especially the decline in estrogen and other reproductive hormones, and connects that decline to the range of symptoms many women experience. This matters because menopause is often reduced to hot flushes alone, while in reality it can involve sleep disruption, mood changes, brain fog, joint pain, changes in libido, and shifts in energy or confidence. By treating these symptoms as part of a broader endocrine transition, the book helps readers see patterns that can otherwise feel random or personal. The value of this framework is practical. Once symptoms are understood as hormone-related, readers are better equipped to discuss them with clinicians. Recognize when they are entering perimenopause and avoid dismissing serious quality of life changes as unavoidable aging. Secondly, a detailed, evidence-based case for hormone replacement therapy and individualized care. The book places hormone replacement therapy at the center of modern menopause management, reflecting Dr. Newson's clinical focus. Rather than presenting HRT as a one-size-fits-all solution, it explains why dosage, formulation, delivery method, and timing matter. It also addresses common concerns about safety, access, and misconceptions that still shape public debate. This is important because many women remain uncertain about HRT due to outdated information or mixed messages from previous decades. The book's approach is not simply to recommend treatment, but to explain the reasoning behind treatment decisions so readers can understand how therapy may support symptom relief and future health. By emphasizing individualized care, the book recognizes that menopause affects people differently and that treatment should be adjusted to the person, not the stereotype. That makes the medical guidance more useful than broad reassurance, because it gives readers a basis for asking informed questions in consultations. Thirdly, lifestyle guidance that complements medical treatment without oversimplifying symptoms. Another important dimension of the book is its discussion of lifestyle factors, such as exercise, nutrition, and daily routine. These sections are not presented as substitutes for medical care, but as supports that can improve well-being alongside treatment. This distinction is crucial because menopause advice is often dominated by generic wellness messaging that implies symptoms can be solved through diet or discipline alone. Dr. Newson avoids that simplification by placing lifestyle changes within a medical framework. Exercise is discussed for its role in preserving strength, bone health, mood, and metabolic resilience. Nutrition is treated as part of broader physical support rather than a cure-all. And general self-management is framed as one component of care. The result is a more realistic model of health, one that accepts the limits of lifestyle advice while still recognizing its value. For readers, this helps separate evidence-informed habits from unsupported promises and makes the book more credible than purely inspirational menopause guides. Fourthly, mental health, relationships, and work as essential parts of menopause care. The book stands out because it treats menopause as a whole life issue, not just a reproductive or physical condition. It addresses the emotional and psychological effects of hormonal change, including anxiety, low mood, loss of confidence, and the sense of becoming less capable than before. It also considers how symptoms affect relationships and working life, which is especially relevant because many women experience menopause during years of high professional and family responsibility. This broader lens matters because the social consequences of menopause are often under-recognized. Difficulties at work may be misread as stress or underperformance, while changes at home may strain communication and intimacy. By including these areas, the book helps normalize the fact that menopause can influence identity, productivity, and social functioning. It also encourages readers to see support, adjustment, and communication as legitimate parts of care. That makes the book more useful than narrowly medical texts, because it reflects how menopause actually affects daily life. Lastly, a corrective to menopause, misinformation, through case studies and expert collaboration. A defining feature of the book is its effort to correct misinformation and widen the conversation around menopause. Dr. Newson uses case studies and contributions from other experts to show how menopause is experienced in real life and to reinforce the breadth of issues involved, from early menopause to cognitive concerns and long-term health. This structure matters because many readers encounter menopause through fragmented advice, social media claims, or inconsistent clinical guidance. Case studies make the subject concrete, while specialist perspectives help show that menopause intersects with areas such as mental health, nutrition, exercise, and brain health. The book is therefore not only informative but corrective. It challenges outdated assumptions and gives readers a more coherent map of what menopause care can look like. Its broader implication is educational as well as clinical. It aims to improve how women advocate for themselves and how healthcare systems respond to their needs, which helps explain why the book has been positioned as a major contribution to public understanding of menopause. In conclusion, this book is best suited to women approaching perimenopause, those already in menopause, and readers who want a clearer understanding of hormone health in midlife. It is also useful for partners, family members, and healthcare professionals who need a practical, medically grounded explanation of the transition. Its main benefit is clarity. It translates a confusing and often minimized stage of life into a set of understandable biological, medical, and lifestyle issues. Readers can use it to make better informed decisions about symptoms, HRT, self-care, and conversations with clinicians. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of specialist expertise, evidence-based guidance, and real-world application. Many books on menopause focus either on personal stories or general wellness advice, but this one is shaped by clinical experience and a clear commitment to correcting misinformation. It is especially valuable for readers who want something more authoritative than a lifestyle manual and more accessible than a medical textbook. In that sense, it functions as both a reference guide and a practical advocacy tool for better menopause care. If you would like to support Dr. Louise Newson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.